companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Timeless Message, in which we discuss the accounts from the Holy Quran, from the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the blessed lives of the Ahlul Bayt and the Ashab alayhi muridwan and the Awliya Allah, in order for us to reflect and improve our lifestyle. And for today on the Timeless Message, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding shaitan and man. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion. We are going to be discussing also the enmity of shaitan with man, what has made shaitan accursed and rejected, and also why did he not prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam when the commandment was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we are going to be diving into all of these aspects and much more inshallah. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one who sends salawat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will find my shafa'ah, my intercession, on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful Creator, our most forgiving Creator, our most compassionate Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. No matter your circumstances, no matter your state, no matter your situation, whether rich or poor, whatever the case may be, but we are taught to always say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition or state that you may be in. Because the more you are thankful to Allah, the more you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for you. Allah ta'ala will grant you more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place barakah and blessings in your life, in your sustenance. And together with that, not forgetting the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah," that one who cannot thank people cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your family members, your siblings, your parents, your children, and the fellow Muslims at large, we need to be thankful to them. This is a beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing shaitan and man, I want to quote to you a beautiful ayah, verse from the Holy Quran, in which it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. The translation from Kanzul Iman, and remember when we commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, so they all prostrated except Iblis, except Shaitan. He refused and expressed arrogance and became a disbeliever. He was of Madani Channel. This ayah, this verse 34 of Surah Baqarah, from the first chapter of the Holy Quran, this verse mentions a significant, well-known event from the very beginning of humanity. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, He granted him ilm al-asma, the knowledge of the names of things. Then the command was given, O Adam, inform the angels of the names of all things. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam told them the names of all things. When the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam became manifest before the angels, what happened next? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا. And remember, when we commanded, to whom was it said? لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels. What was said? Usjudu li Adam. To prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. Now here, ulama mentioned that this command was given to all the angels, and Shaytan, whose name at the time it was Azazil, he was also included. Since he was, you know, extremely devout, righteous and pious, he had developed angelic traits. So for this reason, he lived among the angels, and this command was addressed to him as well. Keep in mind that prostration is of two types. Number one, prostration of worship. This is to prostrate while believing someone to be worthy of worship as an act of worship. And this has always been, will always remain exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. In the law of any prophet, prostration of worship to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was never permissible. Rather, it has always been shirk. And remains so today. The second is prostration of respect. Now, this is to prostrate purely as a mark of honor, while considering the one being prostrated to as a creation and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this was permissible in previous sharias, but in our sharia, this is forbidden. So the angels, they were commanded to perform a prostration of respect to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. It was commanded, O angels, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam has been appointed as the Khalifa and is granted superiority over you in knowledge. So prostrate before him. Why? To honor him and acknowledge his Khilafat. And he is of Madani channel. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he mentions a very beautiful point. He says that in this world, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was the first human and the first prophet, and the angels honored him. Likewise, when we reach the next world, when the day of Qiyamah occurs, the beginning of that realm will be marked with the reverence of a prophet. All of creation, distressed by the heat on the plains of resurrection, will seek help from the prophets. And eventually, all creation will go to our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam and request intercession. This too will be an act of reverence for a prophet. From this, we learn that the beginning of human history is with reverence of a prophet, and its end is also with the reverence of a prophet. Now this clearly shows that honoring a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an extremely important obligation. And whoever turns away from this reverence becomes deprived of mercy, rejected and disgraced. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to prostrate, what happened? It's mentioned, فَسَجَدُوا. So they all prostrated. The normal scholars, the ulama, they say that when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created, the nur, the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was shining upon his forehead. And it was due to the blessing of this nur, of this light, that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was granted honor. And the angels were commanded to prostrate out of reverence for this nur. So in other words, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was the direction of prostration, while the true objective was the reverence of the light of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, all the angels, they obeyed the command of Allah Ta'ala and fell into prostration before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Now, according to narrations, this is actually an interesting fact. According to narrations, Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, he was the first to prostrate at that moment. And since he hastened in obedience, he was granted the reward that the entire Quran was inscribed upon his blessed forehead. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, there is a lesson, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for you and I, for us, in this, that we too, we should hasten in obedience. You know, keep in mind that blind haste is harmful and it has been declared a satanic act in the hadith. However, one should never delay in performing good deeds. You know, if the thought of a good deed enters your hearts, do it. Do it as soon as possible. Don't even delay. Do it same time. While the reward of obeying Allah Ta'ala has its own reward, showing, you know, eagerness and promptness in obedience, this has special blessings. And it's narrated that once Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the bathing area when the thought occurred to him to give his clothes in charity. Immediately, while of course observing, having modesty, he came out and gave the clothes in charity, and then he returned inside. When he later came out, someone asked, was there such urgency in giving the clothes in charity? Do you know what Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said? He said that I feared that shaitan might change my intention. Allahu Akbar. So we too, teams of Madani Channel, we should hasten in obedience. We make this dua, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to act in this way. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Let's go further on in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, Illa Iblis, Aba wa astakbar wa kana min al-kafirin. Except Shaitan, Iblis, he refused and expressed arrogance and became a disbeliever. Meaning, all the angels prostrated to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam except one wretched being. He was not an angel, but a jinn. Though he lived among the angels, Iblis refused. He showed arrogance in opposition to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and he became a disbeliever. Now, just to give you a backstory of Iblis, of Shaytan, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Shaytan, Iblis, he was the treasurer of paradise for 40 years. He lived with the angels for 80,000 years. Iblis was the treasurer of paradise for 40,000 years. Lived with the angels for 80,000 years. He even preached to the angels for 20,000 years. He was the leader of the Muqarrabin for 30,000 years. He was the leader of the Ruhaniyin for 1,000 years. He made tawaf of the throne of the Arsh for 14,000 years. In the first heaven, his name was Abid. In the second heaven, Zahid. In the third heaven, Arif. In the fourth heaven, Wali. In the fifth heaven, Taqi. In the sixth heaven, Khazin. And in the seventh heaven, he was called Azazil. Then this despicable being became arrogant, insulted Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, and he became Iblis. Allahu Akbar. I mean, reflect carefully, thousands of years of worship, thousands of years of worship were undone because of the single sin of insulting a prophet of Allah. This one act of disobedience destroyed all his worship and caused him to be accursed forever. Allahu Akbar. Now, the loss Shaitan suffered due to that single act of disobedience has already occurred. But now I want you to know, and this is for all of us, for us to realize how painful his end will be. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a very highly ranked tabi'i, and he was known as Hafidhul Kitabin, meaning he was a scholar of both the Holy Quran and the Torah. He says that When the world reaches its end and the blowing of the trumpet is very near, people will be in the marketplaces, some conversing with another, some quarreling, some busy buying and selling. And suddenly, out of nowhere, a sound like a tremendous explosion will be heard. And upon hearing it, half of the people, they will fall unconscious. And they will not regain consciousness for 3 days. While the other half will lose their senses and they will become mad. They will become insane. While people are still in the state, a roaring sound like lightning, it will resound between the heavens and the earth. And with it, the world will be destroyed. Now, this is the moment up to which Shaitan was granted a respite. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angel of death, that, "O angel of death, I have appointed helpers for you equal to the number of all earlier and later generations. I have placed within you the combined strength of all the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth. And today, you are clothed in the garment of my wrath. Today, go to Shaitan with my wrath, make him taste death, and inflict upon him a punishment greater than the combined pains of death experienced by all jinns and humans until today." At the same time, the warden of hell will be commanded to open the gates of hell. Then the angel of death will approach Shaitan in such a terrifying form that if the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth were to see it, they would melt like ice. The angel of death will rebuke Shaitan, and the roar of that rebuke will be so thunderous that if the people of the east and the west were to hear it, their minds would stop functioning. Allahu Akbar. Upon witnessing this dreadful scene, Shaitan, he will run. And the angel of death will say, "And stop, O cursed one. All those whom you misled and dragged into hell, today you will be subjected to pain equal to all of their suffering. You were granted a long life. You misled so many. You led countless people to hell. Now they are all waiting for you there. Your respite, your time has ended. Now run. How far can you run?" Then Shaitan, the accursed, will find no place to escape. Like a madman, he'll sometimes run to the east, sometimes he'll run to the west, sometimes he'll dive into the ocean. But wherever he goes, the angel of death will be standing before him. And in this frantic flight, he will reach the grave of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and he will cry out. He will say, "Oh Adam, it is because of you I was rejected. If only you had never been created." Allah, even in this grievous state, this vile creature will be blaming others for his sins. As he runs, he will reach the place where he was first rejected and thrown down to earth. And it will be blazing like fire. The angels appointed to drive the dwellers of hell onwards will surround him and bind him in thorny chains. Now, he will remain afflicted with the agony and pain of death for as long as Allah Ta'ala wills. Then Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa alayhi salam will be brought forth, and it will be said. Who will be brought forth? Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they will be brought forth, and it will be said, "O Adam, O Hawa, this is your enemy. Look how he is seized in punishment." When they see the rejected devil writhing in the throes of death and squirming in agony, they will say, "Rabbana qad atmamta alayna ni'mah," that, "Oh our Rabb, you have completed your favor upon us." And finally, the rejected Shaitan will writhe until he meets his death. Yusuf Madani Channel, we need to reflect for a moment. I mean, Shaitan will face a disgraceful end and terrifying punishments. This description is only of the agony of death. Who can describe the punishment he will face in hell and the day of Qiyamah. Do you know why he will receive such punishments? Why will his end be so horrific and tragic? It's because he showed disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He showed arrogance to a Prophet. He disobeyed Allah ta'ala and dared to apply his own reasoning in the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. As a result, humiliation and disgrace, it became his destiny. Allah ta'ala elevated Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to a high station, making him and his progeny Ashraful Makhlukat, the most honored, most noble among all creation, and appointing him as his representative, as his Khalifa. All these favors were bestowed due to the nur and the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed on the forehead of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Through the blessings of this nur, of this light, all the angels, they prostrated before him. Among the pure assembly of angels was Shaitan, who was arrogant because of his abundant worship. When the command to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was given, all the angels, they complied. But Shaitan, he did not. The accursed Shaitan, he showed his arrogance, saying, "I am made of fire, while Adam, he is created from clay." He was blind in intellect. He saw the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He saw Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's body was made of clay, but he could not see the nur, the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shining on his forehead. Allahu Akbar. May Allah ta'ala protect each and every one of us from pride, from arrogance, and enable us to always be respectful to the righteous, the prophets, and the awliya Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. A fundamental question arises, that one that may also occur in our minds. Why did Shaitan become rejected? And why did he fall into disobedience? The answer is that his nafs deceived him. He was afflicted with three spiritual diseases. Number one, his first spiritual disease was envy, being dissatisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's distribution of blessings, burning with jealousy upon seeing a blessing with someone else, and wishing that the blessing be taken away from him. Shaitan was envious. He was envious because he couldn't grasp, he couldn't fathom, he couldn't accept why Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was being appointed as the Khalifa. And this envy ultimately led him astray and caused his rebellion, making him rejected. Now, the danger of envy, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, can be understood from the beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says that envy consumes good deeds, eats away good deeds, just as fire burns dry wood. So we need to save ourselves from envy and seek refuge from this evil disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. I mean, reflect on how envy is such a great trial and such a grave evil that the Rabb of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned the envier alongside Shaitan and commanded that refuge be sought from them all. Here Imam Al-Ghazali rahimullah, he explains that envy, it plunges a person into restlessness and unnecessary grief and worry. A person is afflicted with the cause of humiliation and deprivation due to what? Due to envy. And one of the greatest destruction it causes is that it blinds the heart to the extent that the ability to hear and understand the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lost because of envy, jealousy. You know, Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab Ash-Sha'rani rahimahullah, he advises that refrain from envying the one whom Allah has given superiority over you. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala will disfigure you. Meaning, corrupt your nature. Just as Allah Ta'ala transformed Iblis from an angelic form into a satanic one. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that the diseases of previous nations, envy and hatred, have spread among you. It is a razor, but it does not shave hair, rather it shaves the religion. And to understand this, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi Rahimahullah, he says that it can destroy religion and Iman from the roots. Sometimes a person abandons Islam, a person leaves Islam due to hatred and envy. And Shaitan was also afflicted by these two diseases. So we need to protect ourselves from this disease of Madinah. We need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from having envy. You know, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah, he once visited one of his students at the time of that student's death and sat by him, reciting Surah Yasin. The student said, "Stop reciting Surah Yasin." Then Sayyidina Fudail rahimahullah encouraged him to recite the kalima. But the student said that, "I will never recite the kalima. I am disgusted with it. Astaghfirullah." That student, believe it or not, he died after uttering these words. Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah grieved deeply after his student's death, remaining in his home and crying for 40 days. After 40 days, he saw in a dream that angels were dragging the student into hell. Sayyidina Fudail rahimahullah asked him why his ma'rifah was taken from him, to which the student answered, "Due to three faults. Number one, tale-bearing. I would tell my friends one thing, I tell you something else. I envied my companions, and upon the advice of a doctor, I would drink one glass of alcohol every year for the purpose of curing an illness." Allahu Akbar. That was number one, envy, devious of Madinah Chiron. The second spiritual disease that Shaitan fell prey to and became rejected forever, it was arrogance. Yes, it was because of arrogance that Shaitan refused to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The Quran says that when Allah Ta'ala asked him why he did not prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, this accursed devil, he replied with sheer insolence, "Ana khayru min khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen." He said that, "I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay." Allahu Akbar. This is the ignorance of the devil. Fire is not superior to clay, yet his ignorance and disobedience made him think he is better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And due to this arrogance, he became rejected. You know, it's narrated that once Shaitan appeared before Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. I'm mentioning this to you just to show you his level of arrogance. He appeared before Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and requested, "Oh Musa, you are Kalimullah, you are granted the honor of talking directly with Allah, conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intercede for me in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my sins may be forgiven." Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he accepted the request and presented Shaitan's plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said that, "Tell Shaitan to perform a prostration of respect at the grave of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, then his repentance will be accepted." When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam conveyed the message to Shaitan, intoxicated with arrogance, Shaitan angrily replied, he said that, "I did not prostrate to Adam. How can I now prostrate to his grave? I will never do this." Allahu Akbar. I mean, reflect Shaitan's arrogance. It had no limit. It was beyond limit. And the Holy Quran mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. Then, thus, Allah seals the heart of every arrogant, most transgressing individual. It is clear that arrogance is a cause of the heart being sealed. So, it's necessary for us to avoid arrogance and rather adopt humility. It's mentioned in a hadith فَمَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah Ta'ala will elevate him. And it's reported that there were two men among the Bani Israel. One was devout in worship, the other was extremely sinful. People called the worshipper the great worshipper of Bani Israel. And the sinner was called the shameless and immoral person of Bani Israel. So once the sinful man noticed a cloud casting shade over the worshipper's head and thought that I am extremely sinful and he is such a great worshipper. If I sit near him, perhaps due to his blessings, Allah Ta'ala will have mercy on me. With this thought, the sinful man sat beside the worshipper. On the other hand, the worshipper, who perhaps was unaware of spiritual diseases and satanic tricks, he had a negative thought. He said, I am a great worshipper and he is such a sinful person. How dare or how can he sit next to me? And while thinking this, he dismissed the sinner from his side. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation to the Prophet of that time and said, tell both of them to begin their deeds fresh. I have forgiven the sinner because of this positive assumption, and I have destroyed the deeds of the worshipper. And in one narration, it is mentioned that the cloud that which was shading the worshipper immediately moved and casted shade over the sinner's head. And next we see the views of Madani channel, the third spiritual disease that caused shaitan's destruction was tamarrud, rebelliousness. Although he was a worshipper, he was rebellious in nature. This spiritual disease disgraced him, and because of it, he dared to speak impudently before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Falling, you know, from the high rank that he had, from the elevated station, becoming rejected forever. Now it's narrated that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his divine power, created the body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam from clay, and before the soul was placed in it, the blessed body, it remained in that state for some time. The angels had never seen such a form before. They would walk around the body, they would look at it, they would be so amazed by its beauty. And Iblis, on the other hand, who lived among the angels at that time, he also came to see the earthly body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He circled around it and he said, oh angels, is this the one whom Allah Ta'ala has appointed as his Khalifa on earth? Are you amazed by him? This is just a hollow body with holes all over. Nothing will come from this empty body. Shaitan continued. He said that if he is made Khalifa, I will never accept his authority. Allahu Akbar. This was the hidden rebellion and nature of Shaitan. So we must protect ourselves from the spiritual disease as well. Now, unfortunately, today the use of social media is increasing. Circular ideologies are rapidly fostering rebellious traits in our society, especially among the youth. There was a time when the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were considered final and unquestionable. But now there are Muslims who question their commands. Why is salah obligatory? Why is interest haram? What benefits are there in fasting? What is the difference between zakat and tax? Why does a woman receive half a share in inheritance? Why has the command of modesty and veiling been given? All of these type of questions. And sadly, in some Muslim societies, rebellious slogans such as my body, my choice are now raised. Now, people have the audacity to question the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and weigh the rulings of the Holy Quran and the Hadith against their deficient intellect. What kind of Islam is this? You know, the very meaning of a Muslim is what? Is the one who submits. If a person does not bow his head before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then who will he bow his head before? Ma'adallah, will he follow shaitan? Rebellion is the trait of shaitan, and whoever rebels belongs to his community. Alhamdulillah, the views of Madani channel, you and I, we are Muslims. Shaitan is our clear enemy. So it does not befit us to adopt his characteristics. Therefore, in every moment, under every circumstances, we must submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irrespective of whether they align with our intellect or not, and say labbaik. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever shows rebellion in this world, Allah ta'ala will humiliate him on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever adopts humility in this world, Allah ta'ala will send an angel to him on the day of Qiyamah who will say, O righteous servant, Allah ta'ala tells you to come near him. You are among those upon whom there is neither fear nor grief today. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Three reasons why Shaitan got rejected, and we need to remember these three spiritual diseases. One was envy, the second arrogance, and the third a rebellious nature. So we need to protect ourselves from these evils of Madinah inshallah. As of now, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go in order to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی بندہ پروری ہو سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی,
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے, سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے, نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی, نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی,
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی, جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی,
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا, دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا, ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی, ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی,
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی, جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی,
بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا, میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, very beautiful soothing kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, recited very beautifully by our beloved Rukni Shura Haji Abdulhabib Attari حفظہ اللہ تعالی. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آمین یا رب العالمین. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing shaitan and man. Thus far, we have mentioned various different aspects pertaining to this topic. And now we're going to cover this aspect as well, wherein we are going to be learning about the whispers of shaitan and the cure as well. But we need to understand that what is the meaning of waswasa? Waswasa, it literally means a whisper, but in terms of Sharia, waswasa means evil thoughts and ideas. Now it's mentioned in Tafsir Baghawi that waswasa is the thought that shaitan produces in the hearts of a human being. Usually, everyone experiences satanic whispers. Someone experiences them a lot and someone a little. Some deeply sensitive people continue to think about satanic whispers and get into trouble. If ignored, satanic whispers usually come to an end. As soon as you begin to experience satanic whispers, start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, start saying Allah, Allah, shaitan will run, inshallah. The more a Muslim worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more shaitan opposes him, showing his enmity. He's our open enemy. You know, laying various kinds of deceitful traps, shaitan makes every possible effort to prevent such a person from worshipping Allah Ta'ala. From following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shaitan continues to disturb a person by producing different types of filthy and evil thoughts in his mind. Sometimes man falls prey to satanic whispers in ignorance, giving up a righteous and pious deed. So shaitan becomes successful in his mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَيَّحْضُرُونَ. And say, O my Rabb, I seek your refuge from the whispers of devils. And my Rabb, I seek your refuge from their coming to me. You know, Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he mentioned something so beautifully in Minhaj al-Abidin. The summary is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel on the heart of every human being. The angel continues to invite him towards righteousness. This angel is called Mulhim, and his invitation is called Ilham. On the other hand, a shaitan is also appointed by Allah Ta'ala. This shaitan invites him towards evils, and the shaitan is called Waswas. His invitation is called Waswasa. Sayyidina Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah has further said that although most scholars of Islam are of the opinion that the angel invites people only towards righteousness and the shaitan only towards evils, yet it's mentioned that shaitan sometimes make people indulge in evils even by apparently inviting them towards righteousness. How does he do this? He does so by inviting them towards a minor act of good instead of a major one, or makes them commit a major sin that is much more severe than the reward of a pious deed. For example, if a person has performed a pious deed, shaitan makes him indulge in self-satisfaction. And in Milqat and Ashi'atul Lam'at, it's mentioned that as soon as a baby is born, a Satan baby is also born. And the Satan baby is called Hamzad. Hamzad in Persian and Waswas in Arabic. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that each of you is accompanied by a jinn, a shaitan, as well as an angel. So people ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even I am accompanied by him, but Allah ta'ala helped me against him, making him Muslim. He now gives me suggestions only about goodness. The views of Madinah Channel, keep it in mind that only the accompanying shaitan of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became Muslim. The accompanying shaitan of all other people are strong disbelievers. Anyway, a shaitan who is a devout disbeliever is appointed to cause whispers in our hearts, and he continues to oppose us all the time, showing his enmity against you and I, against us. You know, quoting the saying of Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az Razi rahimahullah, Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah has mentioned in Minhaj al-Abidin that shaitan is free, but you are busy. He watches you, but you cannot see him. You have forgotten him, but he has not forgotten you. Even inside you are many of the friends and helpers of shaitan, like your nafs and your desires, etc. So, it is essential to fight against shaitan and to defeat him. Otherwise, you cannot stay safe from the mischiefs and harms of a shaitan. Now, shaitan is very close to each of us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that without a doubt, shaitan circulates in the body of man like blood. And great Sufis, they have said that block the ways of shaitan. How? By means of hunger. Those who eat too much should ponder how they will get rid of shaitan. Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah said that it is narrated that overeating, it causes six evils. One is, he says, there is no more divine fear in the heart. There is no sympathy with others, because those who stuff themselves assume that everyone is like them and hence do not have pity for others. He says, worship seems to be a burden. Softness is not produced in the heart by listening to pieces of advice and discourses. If an overeating person is a preacher and delivers speeches, telling others the words of wisdom, it makes no impact on the hearts of people. And sixth, various kinds of diseases are caused. Allahu Akbar. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed Shaitan, so Shaitan declared enmity against man. And what Shaitan said is quoted in Surah Al-A'raf when it's mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He said, hence I swear that you led me astray, I will certainly sit in wait for them on your straight path. Then I will certainly come to them from their front and from their back and from their right and from their left. And you will not find most of them grateful. Allahu Akbar. Demons of Madinah, Shaitan, he is the enemy of even his own close friends who have no enmity towards him. Disbelievers, deviants, transgressors and sinners do not oppose Shaitan but rather obey him. Even then, Shaitan does not spare them and continues to cause his whispers in their hearts, making them more and more stubborn and bringing them closer to doom and destruction. Allahu Akbar. So, we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the tricks and deceptions of Shaitan. As of now, the views of Madinah, you know, we do have a very beautiful piece of advice, a very beautiful piece of nasiha. Let us go forward and listen to this beautiful advice, and thereafter we will be back to continue, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madini channel, Shaitan is very close to each one of us. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, without doubt, Shaitan circulates in the body of man like blood. Allahu Akbar. Great Sufis rahimahumullahu ta'ala have said, hence, block the ways of Shaitan by the means of hunger. Allahu Akbar. Yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, there are many satanic whispers and we should find the cure for them. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Shaitan comes to any one of you and says, who has created so-and-so thing and so-and-so thing? Shaitan even says, who has created your Lord? When he disturbs you to this extent, recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and refrain from it. Allahu Akbar. With regards to this wonderful hadith we have just learnt, the great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, had stated, do not even try to think about the answer to the satanic whisper. Otherwise, Shaitan will ask other questions. Drive him away by reciting A'udhu Billah. Because not every question is answered. When Shaitan did not prostrate himself in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and gave many reasons for it, Allah Azza wa Jal did not reply to them. Instead, Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَخُرُجْ مِنْهَا, you get out of the heavens. So keep in mind that reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem is a very powerful and effective invocation to drive Shaitan away. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله what a beautiful piece of advice by our beloved مولانا محمد تبريز نوري حفظه الله تعالى. And this is something for us to really ponder upon, the views of Mother Nature, that when Shaitan, when he is afflicting you with these evil thoughts and ideas, then by this clip we are taught to recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem and drive Shaitan away. So it has become obvious that one should get rid of satanic whispers. How? By reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. You know, the Holy Quran has also commanded that one should seek refuge of Allah in case of experiencing satanic whispers. In the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And O listener, if any whisper from the devil provokes you, so seek refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And to conclude the views of Madani Channel, I will narrate to you an incident, right, wherein Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahimahullah, in his last moments, Shaitan appeared. At that time, Shaitan tries very hard to make the dying person lose his iman, because he knows that the dying person will never regain faith if he deviates from it at this time. So Shaitan asked Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahimahullah, you spent your entire life in debates and discussions. Have you even recognized Allah Ta'ala? Imam Razi Rahimahullah said, without doubt, Allah is one. Shaitan asked, any proof? Imam Razi Rahimahullah gave a proof, but the cursed Shaitan, the ex-teacher of the angels, responded cunningly. Imam Razi Rahimahullah gave another proof, but Shaitan responded again. Imam Razi Rahimahullah gave even 360 proofs, but all of them were responded by Shaitan. Now, the Imam, he was very worried and disappointed, and his murshid, his spiritual guide, Sayyidina Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra Rahimahullah, he was making wudu at a faraway place, area, right? He called Imam Razi Rahimahullah from the very same place. Why do you not say that I believe in the oneness of Allah without any proof? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So now we learn the views of Madani Channel that yes, the whispers of Shaitan are there, the tricks of Shaitan are there, the deception of Shaitan are there, but we are taught to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.